Well, the presentation is over. We've seen the new Apple iPhone 5 unveiled, and we're now in a demonstration area where journalists and broadcasters and cameramen are crowding around to get a picture of the new iPhone and put it through its paces. Usual scrum. At first sight, to the untrained eye, this doesn't quite look like the completely redesigned from the ground up device that Apple's Johnny Ive talked about during the presentation. When you get your hands on it, it certainly feels lighter. It is bigger. It's 4 inches. It's longer rather than wider, and it is pretty light. More impressive, perhaps, some of the features of the new operating system, which is being released along with it. Apple keen to show off its new Maps system. It's, of course, getting frostier and frostier with Google, so it didn't want Google's Maps app on it. It's got its own completely new app system with something called Flyover, which is rather like Google Street View. It gives you 3D views over landscapes. Some improvements to Siri, which to my mind is still a sort of fun gimmick rather than an essential tool, but it can now give you sports results. You can ask it who's top of the Premier League. But the key thing, from my point of view, from the British point of view, was that it had 4G, and Apple actually announced that it was going to be available on EE, Everything Everywhere, which launched, announced its 4G network yesterday. So that'll create a bit of a shake-up in the British mobile phone business. One other thing, as ever, there was a new camera, and they were very keen to show off a feature called Panorama, where you can move the phone around and it'll give you a panorama shot. Now, it has to be said that I've been using apps which do that on the existing iPhone for a while, and Android fans, I think, may have been having a quiet giggle at that bit of the presentation, because again, that's a feature that's been available on their phones for a while. Pretty sure that this will be a bestseller. Every new iPhone seems to be a bestseller. It does just enough, I would think, to intrigue existing iPhone users. Those coming near the end of their contracts, they'll want to upgrade. And it will probably also be attractive to people coming new into the smartphone territory. Whether it, in the long run, will knock the Samsung Galaxy S3 off the top of its perch, that remains to be seen. But I would expect it to be the best-selling phone in the run-up to Christmas. So that's the launch of the iPhone 5. Not spectacular, but probably enough to keep the world's richest company earning a few profits for the rest of the year.